residential district near the Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
How did you manage to get free of your head of state duties and bodyguards? Jaina asked.
Jag leaned against the doorframe where they'd just arrived. This was one hallway of a residential high-rise. The passageway, its walls decorated with brown rhombuses against a tan background, spoke of a decorative style several years old, but was meticulously clean. Even now, a mouse droid affixed atop a circular cleaning attachment was gliding down the hallway, buffing dirt up out of the carpet and sending a faint, sweet smell of cleanser into the air.
Most of what my delegation does is negotiate insanely minute points.
Jag looked as though he found that prospect about as attractive as a bowl full of worms.
I let my advisors and advocates do that, and at the end of the day, I veto every decision they've made. Thus is the balance of power between ruler and bureaucrat maintained. In the meantime, I get to spend my day with you, and I tell my bodyguard that you're protecting me. That's where your ferocious Jedi reputation helps me.
Jaina shook her head.
The system is unimaginably broken.
She pressed the button beside the door. Beyond the door, a chime faintly sounded.
But fun,
Jag said. The door slid open, but no one stood there. There was only a short green hallway beyond, a door open and brightly illuminated at the far end. Jaina caught the scent of freshly cut grass, if her nose did not deceive her. She gave Jag a quizzical look and preceded him in. The door slid shut behind them. The hallway opened into a large chamber that had probably been intended as a living or family room, but where overhead glow rods would normally shine comfortably and placidly, there were brighter light fixtures, emitting, Jaina suspected, the exact frequencies of sunlight. Where comfortable padded furniture should sit, instead rested weatherproof outdoor furnishings of light foamed durasteel supports and colorful strapping. There were chairs, lounges, even a patio table with a large umbrella overhead. One picture viewport, as tall as an adult human and twice as long, admitted light and a view of buildings 50 meters away, stretching upward and downward as far as the eye could see from Jaina's position. Streams of airspeeder traffic at just the altitude of this apartment added a dash of fast-moving color. Tahiri Vela, former Jedi, former Sith apprentice, stood up from a piece of lounging furniture as they entered. Blonde and attractive, she wore a simple, tight-fitting jumpsuit in gray. She was, as usual, barefoot. Her lightsaber was not at hand, but lay nearby, on the patio table. Her expression was just a touch uncertain. The scars on her forehead, earned during the Yuuzhan Vong War, were not visible. Jaina doubted that they could have faded in just a few months since she had last seen Tahiri, so they were probably concealed by makeup. Tahiri nodded to them.
Jedi Solo, Colonel, I mean, head of state fell.
Jag spoke, his manner brusque.
Tahiri.
Please, sit down. Can I get you anything? Caff, water?
No, thank you.
Jaina took one of the lightweight chairs and sat facing Tahiri. Jag did likewise. Tahiri settled again on her lounger. Jaina gestured at the grass.
Please tell me that your refresher doesn't have a dirt floor.
That broke through Tahiri's discomfort, and she grinned.
No, perfectly normal tile.
She looked over her living green carpet.
I've always preferred being barefoot to wearing shoes, but most places just aren't that comfortable. Overheated permacrete, carpets where they glare at you for tracking in dirt. Now that I have some credits to spend, I decided I wanted a home where I could be comfortable. And this is much nicer than Tatooine desert sand.
Now that you have credits and aren't living by anyone else's rules, Jaina amended.
That's right.
Jag leaned forward.
We're here to ask you a few questions about Jason Solo.
Tahiri's uncertain look returned.
You really don't need to say Jason Solo. When his sister comes to talk to his former apprentice and Jason is mentioned, I'm not going to suppose you mean some Jason who waits tables.
Of course.
Jag gave Jaina a pained look.
In informal circumstances, I really am redundant and stuffy, aren't I?
Jaina nodded.
Yes, but you're pretty.
She returned her attention to Tahiri. You've heard about the Grand Master and his sentence. Tahiri nodded.
I heard about his farewell. I thought about going, but I was pretty sure I wouldn't be welcome. Not by everyone. We're trying to get a better handle on Jason's thought processes. What made him turn? When he turned? It's all part of an effort to help the Grand Master, to help Uncle Luke, make his case for his return to Coruscant. People have been trying to understand Jason for 2 years.
Tahiri shrugged as if the task were hopeless.
No, people have been trying to understand him since we were apprentices, since you two and Anakin were children together. They've been coming to me since he died, Jedi and government investigators and doctors and the press.
Jaina gave her a sympathetic look. Any friends among them? Tahiri hesitated, then shook her head.
I'm not sure I have any friends. Not that I blame anyone for that. Anyone but Jason and myself.